Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Happy New Year, everyone. Welcome to the first edition of Look at My Records for 2019. I hope everyone had a safe and wonderful holiday season, but we're moving on into 2019. We kicked off the program with a song by the band The Plains, great local band that just put out a new record called Sleep Like a Noble, and that was the title track. You can read my review of this great album in Bushwick Daily. That's bushwickdaily.com. But today, it's all about Jack Lizard, my guest today in the studio on Look at My Records. Jack, how you doing today?
Hey, Tom. I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Jack just put out an awesome new EP called Shine to Rise in early December, ended the year on a strong note. But before we get into all of that, Jack, tell me a little bit about your background in music. I have a lot of, I'd say, indie rock bands on this show who will tell me, hey, I played in bands in high school and stuff. You're a little bit different. You're a soul R&B type of guy. You're a solo artist and singer. So sure. Tell me how you got involved in music and how you started playing music.
So yeah, so I guess, you know, it's worth mentioning that my family is a very musical one, I would say. I have three older brothers, and a father who are all incredible musicians in their own right, you know, super casual. But so I grew up with just like, you know, a whole lot of people always singing and playing guitar around me. So it's kind of like influences flying from every direction. As far as I can remember, it was, you know, each little section of my house where like a different brother was, there would be something different playing. Like, you know, I had one brother who was bumping like Jay Dilla back in the day.
Nice. Yeah.
And then I had another brother at the same exact time that I was bumping Radiohead. And then another brother who was really into, you know, he had a huge jazz face. So there's a lot of Miles Davis going on. And so I mean, I think my background is almost just my family is my background musically.
So were they professional musicians, anyone in your family or stuff like that, or just casual lovers and listeners?
For the most part, casual lovers and listeners. One of my closest in age to me, older brother, is a professional musician. He's a guitar player mostly, and he also plays like the synth and the keys in this band called Gorilla Toss.
Oh, we love Gorilla Toss here at Look at My Records. That's
hell
awesome.
Yeah.
They're an incredible band. Yeah. And when I think about it, I'm not too surprised that you guys are related. You can definitely hear some overlap, especially with the blending of genres in your tunes and stuff like that. So that's cool.
Yeah,
that's so good to know.
Shouts out my brother Sam. Shouts out Gorilla Toss for sure. So he's definitely a professional musician. He's on the road most of the year, and either doing some solo experimental projects or with GTOS. Yeah.
So tell me about this, your debut EP, Shine to Rise. You're definitely blending a lot of those different influences and inspirations on the EP. I hear hip hop influences, soul influences. I feel like a real Prince vibe as well. So that's awesome. Tell me what your writing process was like for this EP and kind of going in as a creative person and melding all of these influences together.
Yeah, so this whole EP, almost the entirety of it, was written during this week writing process I took kind of like in the woods in the Poconos in Pennsylvania with my writing partner, Itamar Govari. He's the co-writer and the co-producer on the whole project. Me and him had been writing for a while at this point. This was March of last year. And when we went to do this writing session, it happened like surprisingly effortlessly. You know, we had a lot of melodies and different various chord progressions that we had been kind of like toying with for a while. And once he got on the piano and really laid it all out there, I feel like the lyrical process was smooth. You know, I had a lot of things I wanted to talk about, and a lot of different ways I wanted to sing those topics. And, so the whole EP, was just incredibly fun to write and stress-free, which is not always the case.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting that you say it's stress-free, especially since you wrote it in such a short period of time. Are you used to writing music like that under a time crunch, or do you like to take your time on previous projects?
You know, it really depends. I think that I'm used to writing it on the fly like that. I come from a lot of sessions with the hip hop collective that I was in when I was in college. I was in a collective that, you know, is still a group of people. It's called 99 Sublime, and it's all my really close homies, and we Our way of doing it was always, you know, you sit in your room/studio and you take just a couple minutes to hear a beat, and then you just start writing and you start recording ideas. So that's what I'm totally used to. Absolutely. It's just that kind of off the cuff scenario.
And tell me about, we're going to play some of your songs. Tell me about the single off the record, Quality of Life. What's it about lyrically? What inspired you for the sounds on that song? It's really hot track.
Yeah,
as I would say.
I appreciate that, man. That Quality of Life is a perfect example of how me and my man Itamar write a song, which is he will sit down at a piano and be like, you know, I was toying around with this chord progression, and he'll play something that to me is just like unbelievably dope. I'm like, that's a song you just played. And So once I heard that chord progression, I was like, all right, let's just start, you know, let's start building the production around it. And once we really, we brought that kick in, we brought the drums in, we really like made a very solid skeleton of it really early on in the writing process. And it made it really easy to write words to it, because I feel like the song really inspired me to just talk about how I still feel and how I was feeling at the time about this like, you know, social media economy that, and just how, you know, we just curate ourselves for something that I'm not entirely sold on the worth right now. You know, like I'm not completely in on the whole scheme of, you know, working a job that you hate just to be able to do what you love. It's a very tricky scenario. So that's why I'm still figuring it out in my life, and that's what the song's about.
I got you. Yeah, I feel that very much. But tell me about, you do collaborate frequently with your friend and collaborator Itamar.
Mm-hmm.
So he collaborates with you on your stuff. Do you collaborate with him on any of his stuff as well?
Yeah, you know, not so much recently, but when we first met, I was helping him write some lyrics for some things he was working on. He has an amazing band out of Connecticut. They're called Vinegar Mother. Highly recommend you checking them out.
Check them out.
Yeah, they're dope. I was actually at Elsewhere in Brooklyn last night seeing them play, and my good friend Joanna Teeters, who's
nice, very nice,
who's on the EP as well. So that was an amazing show. And so back in the day, a couple years ago, I was helping him write lyrics. He would come with these fully fleshed out, you know, songs on the piano, but just didn't know exactly what to say or how to word it. So yeah, we have collaborated for sure.
And tell me about what it was like. You also worked with Ivan Jackson on this EP. He did a lot of the production, right? What was it like working with him?
Yeah, well, you know, Ivan is definitely somebody that I have looked up to from afar, because I was familiar with his production before I worked with him. So it was a true, and I can speak for Itamar too when I say that it was really just like, you know, we felt blessed, we felt honored to get his take on it, because we had these songs, but they weren't fully realized yet. And I think really what Ivan did was he helped us realize the way that this could truly sound. You know, it's and it's so much just about the little tweaks in production and making sure everything tonally and sonically is on this same platform. So, you know, I was about to say, can you curse on there?
Yeah, this is the internet.
All right.
The Wild West, man.
Well,
fuck.
Yeah. Well, in that case, I was going to say, he's a fucking genius. Like,
he's
incredible. So working with him is always my pleasure.
That's
up.
Awesome. Yeah. And we're definitely going to play some songs from Shine to Rise. Couple more questions, though. What do you hope people take away from listening to this EP?
I just kind of hope that it's a really like solid introduction to me. You know, I'd released a couple singles before it, but this is the first little like, you know, serving sample. This is what I hope people listen to and then go, all right, like, I'm trying to hear more by this guy now.
Yeah,
like,
we want more, Jack. Yeah. We want more, man.
I'm down. Yeah.
Cool. So keep making music. You got to. So we're going to play Quality of Life and then also Can I Stay and Cauliflower. Tell us a little bit more about those two tracks, Can I Stay and Cauliflower.
Sure. Well, Cauliflower, the title track on the EP, it's that song to me was just, I think it's kind of like this little package of what I'm trying to do. To me, it is like parts of it were inspired by like a Michael McDonald soul
vibe. Yeah.
And part of it's inspired by more modern takes on like hip hop and R&B, like a Chance the Rapper or someone. So it's just like, I think it's soul. I think it's a little rap. And I think it's just, it's a nice little like greeting card. Like, this is Jack Lizard. I spit while I sing a little bit. And it's a really like positive, bright sounding instrumental, which I'm all about.
Yeah, it's a nice hybrid. I love it.
Yeah.
And then Cauliflower.
Oh yeah, and then Can I Stay?
You're talking.
Yeah. That's Cauliflower. Yeah. And then Can I Stay is that's like, you know, it's like doo-wop hip hop. You know,
yeah.
It's that the idea for that song was truly to to write a song like we were trying to write, you know, some like Otis Redding shit or something, like just something really old school, but with our modern vernacular, you know, like talking about things like actually, you know, not being too like hokey and like trying to use old school language for
yeah.
it. Just taking, just stylistically keeping it old school and then talking about life in our way.
This is a great blend of old school and new school, middle school, which is what's between old school and new school. And it's a great EP. Everyone, go get it. We're going to play these three songs. We're going to play more songs later in the show. But if you're interested in listening after you hear these three songs, jacklizard.bandcamp.com. It's available for digital download and also available on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere else?
Tidal.
Amazon. Every Google Play. Just Google Play. Google Jack Lizard. You'll find this, good shit, this hot shit. So without further ado, we're about to play three songs from Jack Lizard's debut EP, Shine to Rise, Quality of Life, Cauliflower, and Can I Stay? We'll be right back.
Rolls out of bed with a fresh new sense of solitude. Cold water on the face does a lot to a solemn dude. I can never remember any of the rules or how to follow through. Seems we made ourselves a system on some kind of hollow school. Bell rings and the church sings and the soul stings within normality. And we cling to the dollar on a string, dragging constant through reality. Through mad things for a fair chance, every day I'm on a train. I'm stuck in the bad stands, I'm leaning, tripping on nothing but old new dudes. These days you need a weapon, tell me what do you choose? The shooting or knifing, the bank or the stipend? The money man, he fills your cup only to quickly turn around your siphon. Until the last drop, I should sleep until the last stop. We gotta find a way up to live with less and stay up. The quality of life is possible to go and play, but we crave more over time. We gotta find a way up to live with less and stay up. The quality of life is possible to go and play, but we crave more over time. He wanna take it, she wanna break it. She a woman with skin, you don't wanna face it. She splits the truest lie, the artist shooting tight is do or die. Profits make her shake and shit, you know that influenza's high. Air is flowing sweet, we stay clicking. I heard you raise your social status to mad new likes in 22 minutes. Knowledge of the sights taking you to greater heights. You a square out of space, got a foot for a face. Dime a dozen, Mr. New Capital, who had it all. The streets be rapping, rules putting all of our backs on walls. Dudes messing up for crown, white lines and bathroom stalls. The party is hardly without the fine Venetian halls. Also they say, I know they do, I never pray, but I'm no fool. I see the thread that buries all, I peek the silver lining too. I see a man who gotta go inside a world of plenty, for although his cup is plenty. Gotta find a way up to live, but let's just stay up. The quality of life is possible to go and play, but we crave more over time. Gotta find a way up to live, but let's just stay up. The quality of life is possible to go and play, but we crave more over time. Woke up today in a fresher scene. I made a point to point my eyes away from all these screens. I took a walk without my wallet of anxieties. I gave a nod to change the styles in societies. Oh, hot damn, gonna be a dope day. Don't y'all feel that it's all okay? Running down a one way, what can I say? Well, why we all pay, we all pay. We gotta find a way up to live, but let's just stay up. The quality of life is possible to go and play, but we crave more over time. We gotta find a way up to live, but let's just stay up. The quality of life is possible to go and play, but we crave more over time.
crave more all the time. I woke up today. Oh, I woke up today. Hey, I was just a reed rumbling in the ground, but then an April shower came and started pouring down, and I grew into a flower in the morning dew. My petals peddle different kind of vibes. Paint a picture, hail the taxi cab and catch a ride. Rolling down the side streets like slide beats and good food. Tossing and turning, baby, I am burning at my end, but you can make it all alright. And sometimes I get lost inside my head with all these feelings, but you get me high. And you make love a thing to believe in. Jackie Liz on the mic like GoPro, recording on the move like a GoPro. Wanna be everything, what I know though. When I sing everything, go in slow-mo. My religion is riffing and sifting through all the keys. Red cheeks just like I'm Santa, and a new orange bandana. Awesome like Danny Tanner, I put them out in manner. My aura similar to matches and sunny latches in the summer view. Tossing and turning, baby, I am burning at my end, but you can make it all right. And sometimes I get lost inside my head with all these feelings, but you get me high and you make love a thing. Sometimes I get lost inside my head. A thing to believe in. A thing to believe in. So why were you fronting? Cause we wouldn't leave you for nothing. We started discussing and I'm moving our lives to the country. And you made a magic, your majesty causing a panic. Over and over you singing to me. I hope in the morning forget how to see. I just choose to believe in a spiritual kind. Kind of woman who flips on the vinyl and lets it unwind. We're dancing on back and forth, round and round. Lampshades are flashing, I fancy a smaller town. I'm out of touch, I'm out of last. I got no time, you feeling day. I have to trust, I have no base. You fishing around, you reeling day. You got the light, you showing me that warmer days are meant to be. So can I stay? I want to, I want to. The vibe tonight is orange and honey, honey, you money. Sweet as something a summer night knew. Oceans of emerald and blue. You got the keys that nobody else to unlock the secrets of mine. I've been too loose. I'm unafraid, unaware, sitting still, sitting, can't drink until I am sure. Got the flair. Oh, you know I don't mind getting carried away. Oh, we all dip out tomorrow, so I guess there's nothing to say. My head is a spinning, my homies is winning. We're needing a new game to play. Touch, I'm at it last. I got no time, you feeling day. I have to trust, I have no place. You fishing around, you feeling day. You got the light, it's showing me that warmer days are meant to be. choose to believe in a spiritual kind. Kind of woman who flips on the vinyl and lets it unwind. We're dancing on back and forth, round and round. Lampshades is flashing, I fancy a smaller time. I'm out of touch, I'm out of lanes. I've got no time, you feeling day. I have to trust, I have no past. You fishing round, you winning day. You got the line to show me. Can I stay? I want to.
Damn, that song is so fucking hot, guys. Can I stay? I want to. By the great Jack Lizard, who is still here with us on today's edition of Look at My Records. Thanks again for stopping by. Thank you for sharing these three awesome songs from your debut EP, Shine to Rise. Again, everyone, if you're taking notes, we heard Quality of Life, Cauliflower, and Can I Stay? And again, if you want to hear more after this show, Jack Lizard's tunes are available on all streaming platforms. Also, jacklizard.bandcamp.com via digital download. Check that shit out.
You heard the man.
You got to listen to me, people. That's a fucking order. All right, so now we're transitioning to the second portion of the program where you picked some records from my record collection, and we're going to talk about them, starting off with Prince's Controversy.
Yes, indeed.
During the break, we were talking about it. I was like, I love this record. It's a little overshadowed, you know, when you talk about Purple Rain and 1999 and stuff. But I love this record. And so do you.
For sure.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I grew up hearing a whole lot of Prince. My mother is a huge Prince fan, had all of his records. And, you know, like a lot of the public, she did not listen to Controversy as much as Purple Rain, 1999, self-titled debut, or not debut album, his second album.
Yeah.
Prince.
Where he's like got no shirt on, looking like
Prince by Prince.
Yeah.
But this album is really solid, man. And we were off air, we were talking about how I feel like, when he is portrayed or satired, it is this outfit on the cover of this album that they use for whatever reason that people think that aesthetically this is like the ideal Prince, but they don't talk about these songs as much. But like, I think my favorite song off of it would be the title track, Controversy.
Oh, it's such a good song.
It's really solid, and it's just, I mean, I don't know. I'm constantly thinking about like what mood was my man in when he recorded this? Like, I don't
kind of pissed, I think, you know, a lot of stuff. I love that song because I feel like it touches on so many of the issues of the day in the early 80s. Very different time.
Yeah, for sure. It's like super socially aware and really funky and totally, absolutely influenced so much in hip hop later on, too.
Oh,
and
for
just
sure.
Like, I mean, it's just cool. My man is bad to the bone.
Yeah, he's a god. He's a god, and he is absolutely really, really missed. Taken from us way too soon,
absolutely.
Sadly.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Prince.
Yeah.
All right, and what do we got up next, man? We got Bree Rap Sprout. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
This is a band that definitely not enough people know about. One of my brothers showed this to me, and I was actually very skeptical at first because, you know, I did the classic, like, you know, judge a record by its cover. And I was like, what's this even going to be? What is this about?
They're just, dude, very Steve McQueen-y. That's the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Very Steve McQueen, but in a, like, 80s kind of way.
Yeah,
it looked like the Breakfast Club almost, kind of.
It's such a confusing image to me.
Yeah.
But, like, right off the bat, you listen to it and you hear, like, really, really clear songwriting and like just like impeccable tone too. They're really cool. I think my favorite song is Appetite off the album.
Cool. That's a great track.
It's just I mean, that's it's poetry. It's definitely poetry. And I don't have much to say about Prefab Sprout except for just how much I love what they do lyrically, because I just not say every song, because I don't want to lie, but I think almost all of their songs were written with a really clear direction. Like, you don't feel like the words were forced and they're talking about something. So that's what I like about.
Yeah. Well Brad. Said, man. Yeah. Well said. Great pick. And so we got Prefab. And then what about after that?
We got the lovely Also Gone Way Too Soon.
Yeah, man.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black.
I got in a lot of internet arguments with people when she died because people were making fun of her.
Oh, the worst.
And, like,
worst.
Pissed a lot of people off.
What's
I don't give
that?
A shit. People, you could go fuck yourselves if you make fun of Amy Winehouse
That's
dying.
A fact. That yeah. is a cold fact.
Back to Black? Damn. I love this album.
I love and it, too. And special
definitely
shout
an
out
influence yeah, for you, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Amy, I was listening to her even... But shout out to her album Frank too. Which
is Frank is underrated.
One
really
of my
great
all-time
album.
Favorite albums, just in general. And so I was listening to Amy, especially when she dropped Back to Black. Pretty like on repeat always. I was definitely suckered into just like the single Rehab because I thought it was so tight. But then I never forget stumbling onto my favorite track on it, which was Tears Dry on Their Own.
Oh. Such a banger.
Yeah,
man.
It is a banger. It is definitely a banger. And later on when I watched that documentary on her and I saw the writing process for the song and how it had taken a couple different forms. It's just I think that's very well put. It is like the banger of the album.
She's so real too. Yeah. Like all of her songs are so real. The lyrically, and she has that voice. That Billie Holiday sounding voice that is just so incredible.
Yes, 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 yes. She is her cadence and her attitude come through on everything she ever did. And Tears Dry on Their Own is like she's rapping a little bit too because there's just such a steeze to it. That's why I love it so much.
We miss you too, Amy.
Yes, for real.
We miss you.
There's
miss
too
you
many
a lot.
Dope people we're talking about that aren't with us anymore.
Yeah,
don't like it.
And then you're rounding out your picks with De La
Soul. De La Soul, man.
So sometimes I feel like an old man because whenever people talk about current hip hop, I'm like, hey, dude, why can't it sound like De La Soul? I love all the great samples and stuff on this record. This is just a bona fide classic, 3 Feet High and Rising.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the thing about De La Soul is they struck gold at the right time before everyone was getting sued at the wazoo for samples. And this whole album had just like really perfect samples that they knew how to spit over and they knew how to spin it as a song. And it's really fortunate. That was a cool time in hip hop where the discussion was not really about can we sample this. It was more like, yo, look at what we can do. Look at what we can do.
Yeah.
It's endless. And, like, hands down, my favorite song on it is I Know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm glad that resonates
with
hoping,
you. Hoping you would pick that, dude.
Yeah, man. Well, so I'm a big Steely Dan fan.
Yeah.
And
you're the man, dude. You're a cool-ass dude.
Thank you. Well, likewise, man. I'm glad you like all this shit, too. I had so much fun looking through your collection. I was like, oh, I could pick probably 1,000 of these. I know it's great. Hip-hop sampling Steely Dan is just like,
yeah,
I feel like that's like kind of at my core.
Yeah,
what
dude,
speaks
it's
to me.
Beautiful. Yeah. It's just beautiful. That's all you could, that's like the perfect word to describe it.
It's super
brings
beautiful.
A tear to my eye.
They, that's also one of my favorite Steely Dan songs that they sample, which is Peg.
Yeah.
It's just like super positive, a little psychedelic. It sounds, I'm gonna get a little out when I say this, but sometimes I like see shapes and colors when I talk about songs and about music, and that's just like,
yeah,
that's that, like their cover. It's like a
yeah,
yellow,
man,
orange,
absolutely,
bright vibe, and
absolutely,
it feels really good. Yeah,
all right, Jack, killing it with the picks. We're playing them right now. We're starting out with Prince, Prefab, Amy Winehouse, De La Soul. You guys are going to enjoy this next 15-ish minutes of music. So just chill, sit back, relax, and we'll be back to wrap up the program in a hot couple of minutes. Controversy by Prince, yo.
trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Controversy. We'll be right back. Darkness that we know and this regret I got accustomed to. Once was the ride when we were at our height, waiting for you in the hotel at night. I knew I had him at my match, but every moment we could snatch. I don't know why I got so attached. It's my responsibility, and you don't owe nothing to me but to walk away. I have no capacity. He walks away, the sun goes down, he takes the day, but I'm grown, and in your way, in this blue shade, my tears dry on their own. I don't understand, why do I stress the man, when there's so many real things at hand. We could have never had it all, we had to hit a wall, so this is inevitable withdrawal. Even if I stop wanting you, and perspective pushes true, I'll be some next man's other woman, so I can't upgrade myself again, should just be my own best friend. I fuck myself in the head with stupid man. He walks away, the sun goes down. But say no regrets, and no most of no day. Cause as we kiss goodbye, the sun sets. So we are history, the shadow covers me, the sky above the place, lonely lovers see. He walks away, the sun goes down.
Down, he takes the day, but I am grown, and in your way, my dear. greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of phrase and right up to bat. It's the daisy age, and you're about to walk top stage, so wipe your lottos on the mat. Hip-hop love this is, and don't mind when I quiz your involvements before the sun. But clear your court, cause this a one-man sport, and who's better for this than plugged one? Don't have to worry about me squashing other deals, cause they've already been squished. Freeze the frame of our moves the same, wish we can continue right behind the bush. You'll stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earthly treasures, or regardless to the fact that I'm past the noose, but because... I cut this dance to introduce myself as the Chole, the name's Plug 2, and from the soul I bring you the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with a pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is 2, cause it takes 2, not 3 to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex, sex is a mere molecule. In this world of lust that I have for you, it's true, true. It's time to let this rhyme style get somewhat poured in the mold. Hold my hand and we'll pick my plantation of daisies for a bouquet of soul. Like to be dim, like at the cut of a rim. Take it as filled to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your stoop like Betty Boop, then make camel alphabet soup and spell plug ones within. Forward marching to say when transistors will play, coming to bed is the move. Dolby sound will be then top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing. I show this in gifts, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, cause... It's I again, and the soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we could meet Mr. Stucky and Pops, Brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding begin. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-clef, my dear, I claim your death. And if you could hear me, by golly gee, true goy is ready for what you possess. We could live in my plug to home, and on Mars where we could be all alone, and we make a song for two picture perfect things, and I sing of how
I know I love you better.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Welcome back to Look at My Records. Well, you were still listening to Look at My Records. It's not like we went away. We were just playing you some hot tunes courtesy of Jack Lizard, his super fresh, awesome picks from my record collection. Kicked things off with Prince, followed by Prefab Sprout, Amy Winehouse, and wrapped up that set with my favorite De La Soul song. I know. That song just makes me happy, man.
I would be shocked if it didn't make somebody happy.
Yeah, that's just a song, really. You ever see a music video for that song?
Oh,
it's so great.
Love it.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're coming to the end of the program. Thank you so much for being on the show today,
thanks
Jack.
Thanks for having me, man.
You have a great record release show coming up this Thursday at Elsewhere.
Yeah, man. Everybody, come through. This is my biggest show to date. Celebrating the release of this EP. It's at Elsewhere this Thursday, the 10th of January. Doors are at 8 o'clock.
Anyone else on the bill with you?
Yeah, shouts out to the other two acts on the bill. Sentry Sinville, great rapper, and also Savannah Jeffries, who's an excellent singer.
Awesome. I can't wait. And tell us, what else you got in store for 2019, Jack? You finished off 2018 on a really strong note, releasing this Shine to Rise EP, celebrating the release of it this Thursday at Elsewhere. What else you got on the agenda for this year?
Honestly, more of the same in the best way possible. Just really focusing on doing a couple things attached to the EP still. Got a video that'll be coming out in this new year. Maybe some more live renditions of some of the songs. Hopefully some videos of the collaborations I did on the EP. Shout out to the rapper Sinatra and the singer Joanna Teeters.
Nice.
And really just trying to spread the love and spread the word of the EP. And collaborate with people that I've always wanted to work with. That's the other goal.
Excellent. And do you have that video shot yet or anything? What can people expect from that video?
Yeah, you can expect a certain vegetable named video to be coming out soon, completely shot and almost completely edited as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
colorful. Think De La Soul, I know, is colorful.
Really?
Yeah.
So like flowers, pink, yellow.
Yeah, a lot of technicolor, floral, psychedelicness.
Oh.
Psychedelia.
All right. So we are going to play one more song from Shine to Rise, Much to Me, which features Sinatra. Tell me a little bit about this song and tell me about collaborating with Sinatra.
Yeah, working with Sinatra is always fun, man. He's a true homie and just an excellent MC. Harlem Red, real New York dude. Really fun to write with. And this song comes from, you know, a similar writing process with my dude Itamar, and just wanting to write a song about sort of just like not a negative love song, but just a song about just like checking yourself sometimes and being honest about actually caring rather than trying to play it cool. And Sinatra really just put his verse is so fitting for the song, and I think he really, without even truly like asking me my thoughts on it, his verse right the first time I really heard it was just is a perfect feature.
Awesome. So we're about to hear Much to Me, everyone. Jack Lizard this Thursday at Elsewhere Space, just a couple blocks from the Radio Free Brooklyn studios.
Yeah,
check out Shine to Rise on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Amazon Music, Google Play. You could also purchase it via Bandcamp, jacklizard.bandcamp.com. Jack, thanks again.
Thanks, my dude.
Everyone, we'll see you next week.
Love claims another victim, but a friendship is addictive. When you calculate all the symptoms, thermometer under your tongue, fever yelling as you done and you done. So say something to the one you been running from, like a plague hitting your town, son. New swag in my same threads, hoping that you notice, hoping that some forces make a lane switch. It's so sick how you twisted. It's a vicious work of fiction. Let a fire under your diction. Need a simple repetition. Blinding is the light that showed this love is not for free. I said I'm lying when I say, and that it don't mean much to me. Set looking like pull-up rage, double tapping the grammar age. We be so damn interested in the idea, not the final page. Put a comma in my days though, let a flame for the fame though. Hope the path is an incline when I'm feeling down in the drain though. Fickle little sickles trickle down, that's what they do. And my efforts seem to aim it always effing blessing you. If I sing another bar, I hope to God that it be true. If I make it through the mark, I hope that we never redrew. And blinding is the light that showed this love is not for free. I said I'm lying when I say, and that it don't mean much to me. And blinding is the lie that showed this love is not for free. I said I'm lying when I say, that it don't mean much to me.
She independent with a lot of bit of what I really need. But when I'm talking, she be walking. I don't know if this is meant to be. Don't
don't do this often. I love with caution. Two of the things that she said to me, not even a portion. Mm-hmm. I learned not to force it. Mm-hmm. In this case, I would agree. But the situation don't got blueprints, so I went back and thought of new shit. She out of this world, believe me. Make me feel like Earth girls are easy, but nothing is breezy when thinking how she might leave again. And I feel I gotta breathe it in. And I feel I gotta breathe it in. And I feel I gotta breathe it in. Girl, are my dreams, or is this a fantasy? How is it that we find ourselves always stuck between love and reality? Mine and my heart, and sometimes these parts start ripping half of me. I know where you're going, just hope that there's room on that path for me.
And blinded is the light that show this love is not for free. I said I'm lying when I say that it's only much to me. And blinded is the lie that show this love is not for free. I said I'm lying when I say that it don't mean much to me.